Good evening. Truly it's a joy for me to be here to bring God's word to us today. Well, it's been, I've left the cathedral about 4 years ago and you know, God, you know how time flies and it's good to see many familiar faces today. And it's a joy to worship together and to bring God's word to us. Let us pray now. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. And today as we study your word, we pray that, Lord, you will open up our eyes of understanding. That, Lord, as your word goes forth, it will not return to you void, but accomplish what is set up to accomplish. Let your truth go forth, Lord. And as we know the truth, we pray that the truth will set us free. Lord, we pray for the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon the preaching of your word, Lord. Pray that, Lord, signs and wonders will follow the preaching of the word of God. And that, Lord, today, even as our hearts are open, we pray that you will do a work in our midst that will leave us amazed because you are a great and a mighty God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thank you, Reverend Freddy, for inviting me to bring God's word to us today. Well, today I'd like to bring you God's word on John 5, verse 1 to 15. I've entitled today's message, Do You Want to Be Healed? You know, as we look at this passage, we see this was the question that Jesus asked this man that he saw. And we know that, well, Jesus went to Jerusalem for one of these Jewish feasts. And when he arrived at the pool near the sheep gate, he saw many disabled people. Well, the blind, the lame, the paralyzed. Jesus did not heal all of them. In fact, his scripture records that he just singled out this one man and he healed him. You know, the fact that Jesus came to this man, spoke to him, healed him, and that met him later in the temple shows us his wonderful love, his grace, his mercy, his power, his concern for even a single soul. As we look in this passage, we see that Jesus singled out this one man. Yes, out of the many people who were there by the pool, Jesus saw this one particular man lying down there. Well, he had been an invalid for 38 years. Longer than many people lived then. Well, he was probably paralyzed, lame, extremely weak. And, you know, tradition says that from time to time, and there would be an angel of the Lord who would come down and stir up the waters. And the first person who went into the pool after each stirring would be healed of whatever sickness or disease they had. You know, after 38 years, this man's problem had become like a way of life for him. No one helped him into the pool when the angels came, and he had no hope of ever being healed. Well, others were healed as they got into the pool before he could. You know, friends, his situation looked hopeless until the day Jesus came by, until the day Jesus came by that pool. You know, among all those trying to be healed, Jesus found this one man who could not help himself. Perhaps there are some of us here today who may be in that situation whereby, you know, life seems so hopeless to you. And friends, the good news is that Jesus is here today. You know, as we know, we believe that our Lord Jesus died, he rose again, and he lives forever. And he's with us here today. And we see then Jesus, you know, after singling out this man, then he spoke the word of healing to this man. He asked this man a question, a rhetorical question or an absurd question. He saw this man was not well and he asked him, do you want to be healed? Well, you know, friends, would you go into a hospital today with terminally ill patients and then suddenly ask there in the hallway, anyone wants to be healed? None of us would do that. No, would you ask a starving man, are you hungry? Do you want food? But, you know, Jesus asked a very valid question. But you know, as we look at the man's reply, he seemed to give a very lame excuse. Maybe because he was lame. But the man replied, sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. And while I'm going, another steps down before me. You know, friends, there are people, you know, who given an opportunity even to respond to a question like that, might actually choose to remain in their present existing condition. Perhaps the man had a victim mentality, you know, and there are some people who are so comfortable with their present condition in life,
be it physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual, you know, that they have adapted to it all these years. We have some people, you know, are so resigned to their present condition. They have lost hope. They have accepted maybe insurance payouts because of total permanent disability. And, you know, if they were to get healed, maybe they, you know, all these payouts would end. Friends, I do not know what happened to this man, but perhaps he was feeling sorry. Perhaps he was filled with self-pity. Perhaps he was depressed. Perhaps he liked his condition all these years. But, you know, Jesus asked him a valid question. Do you want to be healed? Do you want to be healed? Or do you want to be well in other versions? What was this man's response? Verse 8, Jesus said to him, "Get up, take up your bed and walk." And at once the man was healed and he took up his bed and walked. You know, Jesus' response to him was a command. He looked at that man and he said, "Get up, take up your bed and walk." You know, Jesus frequently required some effort on the part of a person perhaps requesting healing. Often, but not always, he required a response of faith before he would heal. Well, we could see perhaps here there's an act of mercy and love of God as Jesus reached out to this man and asked this man to get up, take up his bed, and walk. You know, this was not a test of his faith in Jesus, because why? We read in Scripture that the lame man did not know who Jesus was. But I believe it was a test of his willingness to make an effort to help himself. Jesus wanted the man to respond to him. And Jesus asked the man to do and attempt the one thing that he had not done in the past 38 years. And you know what happened? When the man made the effort, he picked up his mat or his bed, he walked. Jesus is the healer. No, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus healed that man through the power of his spoken word. And today, friends, Jesus has the power to heal today as well. The healing was instant, faster than making a cup of instant coffee or tea. No, Jesus did not pause to heal anyone else. Instead, in verse 13, we read that Jesus slipped away into the crowd because he didn't want to create a problem. What happened then? After this man was healed, well, he testified that Jesus had healed him. Verse 9 to 13, we read. And later, Jesus came back to reveal himself to this man. You know, Jesus wanted the man to have more than just a healthy body. You know, he wanted this formerly paralyzed man to be healthy spiritually as well. You know, there's no evidence in Scripture that this man believed in Jesus Christ or was converted. Yet, we cannot say that he was opposed to the Savior. Well, he went to the temple to give thanks to God and to offer the sacrifices. You know, this man did not seek a closer relationship with the one who had healed him. Friends, sometimes in life we must not just accept the gift and ignore the giver. We must not just accept the healing and ignore the healer. You know, Jesus' words in verse 14 suggest that this man's physical condition may have been the result of sin. But Jesus did not say that this man's sins had been forgiven, as he did when he was ministering to the sick man who was lowered to the roof in Mark chapter 2. And in verse 15, we read that this man went away and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had made him well. You know, he testified that Jesus was the one who had healed him. You know, friends, when Jesus does a work to, you know, of healing or anything in our lives, answers our prayers, I think we need to give God the glory, because God alone deserves the glory. We need to have the heart of thanksgiving, gratitude, and not forget about the God who has answered our prayers. Friends, today, I believe the Lord is looking at each one of us today. You know, some of us here today, well, in life, in our life, we may be crippled by problems. We may be crippled by sickness. We may be crippled by disease, crippled by sin, crippled by addictions in our life, crippled by failures in life, crippled by broken relationships, crippled by hopelessness, crippled by depression. And today the Lord is asking you the same question that he asked that man: do you want to be healed? Do you want to be healed? Do you want to be healed? What will your response to Jesus be today? Friends, do you want Jesus to come into your life and heal the broken parts of your life? Or are you satisfied to just sit, continue to sit on that bed, on that mat of pain, hurt, self-pity, hopelessness that you've gone through all these years in your life? You know, sometimes we hold on tightly to the things that may paralyze us spiritually, emotionally, or physically because we are so used to that condition. We have accepted it, we are resigned to it, and we don't believe that even the Lord can do a work of miracle in our lives. And today I want to remind us that Jesus is asking us that question, do you want to be healed? And to receive this healing that He has for you, you need to desire it in your hearts. And you need to say, yes, Lord, I'm ready to be healed emotionally. I'm ready to be healed physically. I'm ready to be healed mentally. I'm ready to be healed spiritually. Yes, Lord, I'm ready to put the past behind me. And when Jesus asks you a question, do you want to be healed? Will you start to give Him excuses like this man did? You know, when Jesus asks you, do you want to be healed from your past hurts? How will your reply be? Do you reply, Lord, you do not know how much those persons have hurt me. You do not know how much my family has hurt me. Will you continue to carry those pain and those hurts out of this service and carry it on for the rest of your life? What is your bed that you're lying on? What is the bed that you're lying on? Is it a bed of pain? Is it a bed of hopelessness? Is it a bed of depression? Is it a bed of, you know, drugs, alcohol, addictions, whatever it is? Is it a bed of, you know, pornography? Do you want to overcome your addiction? Do you want Jesus to come and set you free and heal you of that condition that you are experiencing in your life? You know, is your answer, yes, Lord, I have an addiction, but it's not my fault. My friends gave me this. My friends introduced to me. I can't help it anymore. I'm so used to it. You know, if Jesus were to ask you, do you want to be saved? Do you want to receive my love? You know, will you reply, oh, I'm not as bad as other people I know. Maybe I'll wait some other time. Friends, as we look at life today, life is so unpredictable around the world. You know, things are just happening around the world. We have bombs here, bombs there, you know, and people just losing their lives just like that. And, you know, friends, we never know how long we're going to live on this earth. And Jesus said to this paralyzed man, do you want to be healed? And his reply was, I don't have anyone to put me into that pool. Friends, in Jesus, we have someone. In Jesus, we have someone to carry us. In Jesus, we have someone who can reach out His hand and touch us, set us free, heal us, and even bring that complete wholeness into our lives, into our body, our mind, our emotion, and our spirit. You know, friends, Jesus is not just someone who will drag us around on our mats or on our beds of self-pity or pain. But friends, the good news is that Jesus can bring life. Jesus can give you that healing to your sick body. Jesus can bring healing, you know, of our emotions that are maybe damaged. Perhaps in our families, it has been damaged. But the good news is that Jesus can bring that healing to our damaged emotions. Jesus can bring that strength to our resolve in life. Jesus is someone who can say with all authority, get up, take up your bed today and walk towards freedom. Walk towards healing. Walk towards, you know, that salvation. Friends, I'm not talking about a, you know, self-help gospel. You know, healing comes by the power of God. But here, you know, we see man also has a part to play. Think about it with me. Who healed the man at the pool? Jesus, right? Who had to get up and walk? The man, right? He had to listen. And if he did, yes, if he remained there, would he have been healed? Probably not. You know, friends, who saves us from our sins? Jesus. But who must repent and believe to receive eternal life? Yes, you and I must repent and believe in Jesus to receive eternal life. You know, years ago, I was on a mission trip in the Philippines, and one afternoon after, you know, ministry in the morning in the kindergarten of a school there. We were just walking by a roadside, and there we encountered near the church environment. I saw a lady who was just sitting by the roadside, very depressed. She was carrying a walking stick and just sitting down there by the roadside, you know, hopeless in life, nothing to do in the afternoon, and you know, with that walking stick by her side, and she was just sitting by there. So I asked the church pastor to interpret for me. I said, and so I spoke to the lady and asked her her name, what she doing, you know, why is she sitting here, and I heard that, well, she's half paralyzed. And then I asked her, do you believe in Jesus? She said she didn't believe. And I said, well, we want to share the message with you, God's love with you. And we shared with her. And because that night we were having an evangelistic meeting in the church, so I said, well, you can come that night as well. We are not ready to believe now. I mean, she wasn't ready to believe. And I said, can I pray for you? No. Do you want to be healed? I asked her that question. Can I pray for you? Do you want to be healed? So she said, yes, I want to. So there, I just, together with that pastor, the local pastor, just stretched forth my hands in faith and prayed for this lady. And, you know, by the power of God, praise God, this lady was healed in a sense. And then she took away her walking stick and she began walking along in that village road by herself. Amen. You know, Jesus is a healer. Jesus is the God, the one who can heal. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Amen. Friends, you know, scripture comes alive in this way. And, you know, of course, I've seen a few of these healings in Singapore as well. You know, in life and ministry, I've seen about 5 paralyzed people walking, getting up and walking, you know, by the power of God, not just in Singapore, but also in overseas as well. And indeed, it's really a joy to see that happening. And truly, God gets all the glory. Amen. You know, then after that, what happened? Jesus, well, shared the truth with her. Verse 14, it says, later Jesus found him at the temple and said to him, see, you are well again. Stop sinning or something worse may happen to you. Notice he was well again. There had been a time when he probably could walk. You know, whatever the cause, Jesus gave a warning to this man because he was concerned with this man's condition. And he was telling this man that there's something worse than being physically impaired or physically paralyzed. You know, the years of suffering by this man, you know, was nothing compared to living a life separated from God or even spending eternity in hell. The man had been paralyzed and suddenly he could walk by the power of God. Well, this was a great miracle that took place, but he needed an even greater miracle in his life to take place, to be spiritually healed, to stop sinning, to seek forgiveness, to come to salvation in Jesus Christ and to become his child. Friends, you know, God's forgiveness and salvation and eternal life is the greatest gift that you and I will ever receive. You know, this gift is the best gift and it's more precious than winning, than being a multi-millionaire, you know, in life. And our friends, those of us, perhaps there are some of us here today, you have come, someone invited you to service today, and maybe you haven't received Jesus in your life before. And I'd like to tell you that, you know, there's a very important thing, that the decision that you can make in your life, the most important decision that you can make in your life, and it determines your eternal future, your future forever, and that is to believe in Jesus Christ. You know, do you see how wonderful Jesus was to this man? You know, Jesus was concerned about his soul, his spiritual life, not just about his body. Yes, Jesus had healed this man physically. And the good news is that Jesus is concerned about our whole being, especially our souls. You know, as you know, all of us are crippled, are paralyzed by sin in our life. You know, we cannot save ourselves. Good works, nothing of that can save us. And you know, today, the good news is that, you know, we have this cross here as a symbol here. The blood-stained hands of Jesus reaches out to us and it gives a message to us. In Isaiah 53, verse 5, it says, he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. You know, this lame man had no idea who Jesus was. We read in verse 13 in this passage. He didn't know who Jesus was. Perhaps there are some of you today, maybe you do not know who Jesus is. But I'd like to just share with you briefly who Jesus is. Well, Jesus is the Son of God. John chapter 3, verse 16, the Word of God says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." You know, friends, sin paralyzes us spiritually, makes us spiritually dead. Sin separates man from a holy God, and, you know, prevents us from walking in relationship with a holy God. The Bible says that all of us have sinned and we fall short of God's glory, fall short of God's standards. And the penalty or the wages of sin that, you know, that we face is death. And the good news is that God is the greatest lover in the world. That's why the passage in John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world includes you and me, everyone that is living in this world." God loves everyone in the world. That's why God sent his Son Jesus Christ down to earth to die on the cross for you, for me, for everyone in this world. And Jesus did not just die on the cross, but very important fact is that 3 days after his death, Jesus rose from the dead by the power of God. You know, friends, God loves us even though we have not done anything to deserve his love at all. It is his grace that is unmerited. You know, Jesus came to give us eternal life so that we can live forever with God. Eternal life begins when we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior and as our Lord. You know, and when you accept Jesus, that new life begins in you. You know, the Bible says that if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things in our life will pass away, but the new has come into our life. One day, you and I will face physical death. We will leave this earth. But you know, when Christ comes again, our bodies will be resurrected to live forever with him. That's what the Bible says. Jesus came and he died on the cross for the whole world, the sins of the world, to pay the penalty for our sins. And the blood that Jesus shed washes us from sins, washes us from the guilt that we may carry, that condemnation, washes us from that bondage to death, spiritual death. And the fact that Jesus rose from the dead, you know, demonstrates to us that God is victorious. Satan is defeated. Amen. Now, friends, as we look at this passage today, yes, you know, the question that you and I have to ponder is, do you want to be healed? How will is your response be to this question? And if you say, "Yes, Lord, I want to be healed," the good news is that Jesus wants to accept you as his child. You know, Jesus, spiritually, you can ask God to forgive you of your sins. You can believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus died on the cross for your sins. And you can decide today that, you know, you can want to stop living your life, your old life, and start walking in a relationship with Jesus Christ today and begin a relationship with Jesus Christ. You know, Christianity is not a religion, but it is a relationship that we have with Jesus Christ. I'd like to give us an opportunity today. Perhaps there are some of us today, you know, who have not received Jesus in your life. Jesus loves you very much. He died on the cross for you. Will you want to receive his love for you? Will you want to receive forgiveness? Will you want to receive eternal life? And you can walk out of this service today as a forgiven sinner by accepting Jesus, by repenting of your sins, by deciding today to open up your heart and invite Jesus into your life. Receive God's love and start following Jesus today. I'd like us perhaps to close our eyes, bow our heads. I'd like to issue a first call today. Perhaps there are some of you here today, you have been invited by your friend, by your relative, by your colleague, Or maybe you have come for this service a few times, but you still haven't received Jesus into your life. I'd like to invite you today to respond to God's challenge to you. Do you want to be spiritually healed? Do you want to receive Jesus into your life? You know, you say, yes, Pastor, I'd like to receive Jesus into my life today. I'd like to ask, as all heads are bowed, all eyes are closed, could you kindly raise your hand if there are anyone here today you want to receive Jesus into your life for the first time in your life? You say, yes, I want Jesus into my life. Is there anyone? I'd like to give this first opportunity to anyone who would like to receive Jesus into your life. Is there anyone who would like Jesus? Yes, I can see your hand. Down the... Thank you. God bless you. Is there anyone else who would like to receive Jesus in your life? Anyone? Well, kindly, maybe those of you, perhaps you haven't raised your hand, but you'd like to receive Jesus into your life, I'd like you to pray with me this prayer. Heavenly Father, wherever you are, you can repeat this prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for your love for me. Thank you for your love. Thank you for sending Jesus to die on the cross for me. To die on the cross for me. Lord, I am a sinner. Please forgive me of my sins. Please cleanse me from all my sins. Today, I open up my heart to you. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Be my Savior. Be my Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for accepting me as I am. Thank you that I am your child. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.